北京人民广播电台。2010年北京市高级中等学校招生考试英语听力考试现在开始。听力试题共三道大题，请同学们打开英语试卷第一页，请看听力理解第一道大题，请同学们做好答题准备。一，听对话，从下面各题所给的 ABC 三幅图片中选择与对话内容相符的图片，每段对话读两遍。
Number one, What would you like to have, madam?
Some rice, please.
What would you like to have, madam?
Some rice, please.
Number two. Lily, how do you usually come to school every day?
Usually by bike.
Lily, how do you usually come to school every day?
Usually by bike.
Number three. Where's Li Ping? I can't find him.
Maybe he's on the playground.
Where's Li Ping? I can't find him.
Maybe he's on the playground.
Number four. Excuse me, may I use your pencil?
Certainly. Here you are.
Excuse me, may I use your pencil?
Certainly. Here you are.
二，听对话或独白，根据对话或独白的内容，从下面各题所给的 ABC 三个选项中选择最佳选项，每段对话或独白读两遍。请听一段对话，完成第五至第六小题。
Hello.
Hi, Paul. This is Kate.
Oh, hi. How are you feeling? Are you still sick?
No, I feel much better. Thanks. I'm going to school tomorrow. What's the homework for English class?
Homework? Just a minute. Okay, here it is. Read page 25.
Page 25? Okay, thanks. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow. Bye. Hello.
Hi, Paul. This is Kate.
Oh, hi. How are you feeling? Are you still sick?
No, I feel much better. Thanks. I'm going to school tomorrow. What's the homework for English class?
Homework? Just a minute. Okay, here it is. Read page 25.
Page 25? Okay, thanks. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow. Bye.
请听一段对话，完成第七至第八小题。
What can I do for you?
I'm looking for a birthday gift for my son. He really loves music.
What kind of music does he like?
I'm not really sure.
Well, who are his favorite singers?
Oh, I can't remember. He's 15. Just give me something that kids his age like to listen to.
Well, why don't you give him one of these? Then he can choose his own music.
That's a great idea. I'll take one for $50.
What can I do for you?
I'm looking for a birthday gift for my son. He really loves music.
What kind of music does he like?
I'm not really sure.
Well, who are his favorite singers?
Oh, I can't remember. He's 15. Just give me something that kids his age like to listen to.
Well, why don't you give him one of these? Then he can choose his own music.
That's a great idea. I'll take one for $50.
请听一段对话，完成第九至第十小题。
So, Tom, tell me about your family.
My family? Well, let's see. There's my mother and father, and I have one sister and one brother, and then, of course, there's me.
Is your sister older than you or younger?
My sister Lisa is the oldest. She's 25. She doesn't live with my parents. She lives in another town and has a good job.
How about your brother?
Sam's also older than I am. He's in his last year at the university. He is studying to be a doctor.
Wow, that's great.
So, how about you? Do you have any brothers or sisters?
No, I don't. It's just my parents and me. So, Tom, tell me about your family.
My family? Well, let's see. There's my mother and father, and I have one sister and one brother, and then, of course, there's me.
Is your sister older than you or younger?
My sister Lisa is the oldest. She's 25. She doesn't live with my parents. She lives in another town and has a good job.
How about your brother?
Sam's also older than I am. He's in his last year at the university. He is studying to be a doctor.
Wow, that's great.
So, how about you? Do you have any brothers or sisters?
No, I don't. It's just my parents and me.
请听一段对话，完成第十一至第十三小题。
Did you get into trouble at school, Tim?
Oh, yes. I used to play lots of jokes.
What kind?
Silly ones. I used to put something on my classmates' seats or in their clothes. Everyone laughed, but the teachers always used to punish me.
Were you a good student?
No, not really. I used to talk a lot. In fact, I had to sit on my own in class.
What did your mother think? Did she know you were a troublemaker?
Oh, yes. I used to play jokes on her, too. For example, when I was little, my mother and I used to go shopping at a supermarket near our home. She used to walk, and I used to take my bike. Once I went around a corner ahead of her and lay down with my bike on top of me. I went, ooh, ah, oh. My mother was very worried. She used to get very angry with me, but never hit me.
Did you get into trouble at school, Tim?
Oh, yes. I used to play lots of jokes.
What kind?
Silly ones. I used to put something on my classmates' seats or in their clothes. Everyone laughed, but the teachers always used to punish me.
Were you a good student?
No, not really. I used to talk a lot. In fact, I had to sit on my own in class.
What did your mother think? Did she know you were a troublemaker?
Oh, yes. I used to play jokes on her, too. For example, when I was little, my mother and I used to go shopping at a supermarket near our home. She used to walk, and I used to take my bike. Once I went around a corner ahead of her and lay down with my bike on top of me. I went, ooh, ah, oh. My mother was very worried. She used to get very angry with me, but never hit me. Good morning, everyone. My name is Mark, and I'm your guide today. I will take you around to a few places you'll be visiting. Before we start, I'd like to say something about India to you. India is home to many people from different cultures, and they speak many languages. In fact, India has 22 different national languages besides the official language, Hindi. English is also used for official purposes. India is well known for its food, especially its hot dishes. Curry dishes with chicken, lamb, or vegetables are very popular. Beef is not served often because many Indians don't eat beef for different reasons. India is also known for fruits from the hottest parts of India. It was an Indian scientist who invented the number zero more than 2,000 years ago. He may also have been the first person to say that the earth is round like a ball. Today, math and science, and especially computer science, are popular subjects for Indian students. India is well known for its movie industry. Unlike Western movies, Indian movies with action and fighting may also include lovely Indian music, singing, and dancing. Indian films are known for their beautiful colors and clothing. People around the world are watching more and more Indian movies in theaters and at home. That's all. If you want to know more, you can ask me. Thank you. We'll start our tour now. Good morning, everyone. My name is Mark, and I'm your guide today. I will take you around to a few places you'll be visiting. Before we start, I'd like to say something about India to you. India is home to many people from different cultures, and they speak many languages. In fact, India has 22 different national languages besides the official language, Hindi. English is also used for official purposes. India is well known for its food, especially its hot dishes. Curry dishes with chicken, lamb, or vegetables are very popular. Beef is not served often because many Indians don't eat beef for different reasons. India is also known for fruits from the hottest parts of India. It was an Indian scientist who invented the number zero more than 2,000 years ago. He may also have been the first person to say that the Earth is round like a ball. Today, math and science, and especially computer science, are popular subjects for Indian students. India is well known for its movie industry. Unlike Western movies, Indian movies with action and fighting may also include lovely Indian music, singing, and dancing. Indian films are known for their beautiful colors and clothing. People around the world are watching more and more Indian movies in theaters and at home. That's all. If you want to know more, you can ask me. Thank you. We'll start our tour now.
三，听对话，根据所听到的对话内容和提示词语，记录关键信息。对话读两遍。
Hello, may I sit here?
Yeah, please.
I'm Lucy. Nice to meet you.May I ask you a few questions?
Sure.
What's your name, please?
I'm Peter.
Peter. P-E-T-E-R. What class are you doing?
Football.
Oh, football class. That sounds interesting. Do you like it?
It's okay.
Only okay?
It's a bit difficult for me.
Oh dear. Why don't you change to another class?
I like the teacher, Mr. Green.
Why do you like him?
Because he's kind.
Kind?
Yes, he's kind. And he says I just have to be more patient. Maybe you've seen him.
I think I remember reading something about a Mr. Green, and...
Oh, look at the time. I'd better go. My class starts at 7.
Quick, you don't want to be late. Lucky you.
See you later, maybe.
Yeah, see you later, Peter. Hello.May I sit here?
Yeah, please.
I'm Lucy. Nice to meet you. May I ask you a few questions?
Sure.
What's your name, please?
I'm Peter.
Peter. P-E-T-E-R. What class are you doing?
Football.
Oh, football class. That sounds interesting. Do you like it?
It's okay.
Only okay?
It's a bit difficult for me.
Oh dear. Why don't you change to another class?
I like the teacher, Mr. Green.
Why do you like him?
Because he's kind.
Kind?
Yes, he's kind. And he says I just have to be more patient. Maybe you've seen him.
I think I remember reading something about a Mr. Green. And...
Oh, look at the time. I'd better go. My class starts at 7.
Quick, you don't want to be late. Lucky you.
See you later, maybe.
Yeah, see you later, Peter.
2010年北京市高级中等学校招生考试英语听力考试到此结束。